From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Resident Tanya Alderdice says it was scary.
Everything started shaking, and then it got worse, and it just didn't stop. I don't like earthquakes at the best of times. So, yeah, it was quite frightening.
Reports say thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. The United States has agreed to take in refugees being held by Australia in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Sunday the accord is a one-time agreement and will not be repeated. He said the priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention centers on the two islands and are permanently banned from resettling in Australia. The Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has taken the city and has raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group announced a new modified peace accord Saturday. The government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, said in a joint statement they had incorporated proposals from various groups in the new agreement. An earlier agreement was rejected by voters in a referendum. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will deport 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records. He told the CBS Network 60 Minutes program that he will keep his campaign pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart the stream of illegal migration into the country. Overall, about 11 million undocumented immigrants live in the United States. But Trump said after the border is secure and the initial group of law-breaking immigrants is deported, his government would decide what to do with the remaining millions of undocumented migrants living in the United States. British and French foreign ministers did not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts Sunday to discuss how to deal with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called the emergency meeting in Brussels after Trump's unexpected victory Tuesday. France has marked the one-year anniversary of the Paris terrorist attacks. Lisa Bryant reports.
A gray, rainy day to remember the 130 dead and more than 400 injured in last year's attacks. French President François Hollande stood in front of the Bataclan Concert Hall with Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo as the names of the 90 people killed there by Islamist extremists were read out. It was a scene repeated at each of the six sites targeted by the assailants. Crowds gathered in each spot throughout the afternoon. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The government of Myanmar Sunday reported heavy fighting in the western state of Rakhine. Government forces have been hunting for insurgents in an area near the border with Bangladesh. Officials say the insurgents are linked to attacks that killed 9 police officers last month. A government statement said the latest fighting was triggered by an ambush on police Saturday by an estimated 60 attackers armed with knives and guns. South Korean prosecutors are likely to question President Park Geun-hye this week concerning a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration and sparked massive rallies calling for her resignation. Ms. Park, whose approval rating has fallen to just 5%, would be the first sitting South Korean president questioned by prosecutors in a criminal case. Moldovans voted Sunday in a runoff election for president that could see Russia-leaning candidate Igor Dodon upset his pro-Europe rival Maia Sandu. Moldova's election chief told reporters that by midday about 34% of voters had cast their ballots and no incidents or serious violations have been reported. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.